AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Islamic State militants have taken the Syrian town of Palmyra, known for its 2,000-year-old ruins. Our Bassem Mroue reports from overseas. The fear now is the militants will destroy those historic sites.
Islamic State militants overran archaeological sites in the central Syrian town of Palmyra, raising fears that the extremists might destroy some of the priceless ruins as they have done in neighboring Iraq recently.
We've spoken with two activists who say the militants apparently have not damaged the site so far. They've identified a suspect in the brutal killings in Washington near the vice president's home. Police are searching for 34-year-old Darren Dillon Wint. They're not saying why they think he killed well-to-do businessman Sava Savopoulos and his wife and son in their home, along with the family housekeeper. Kentucky's Rand Paul talked for 10 hours yesterday on the floor of the Senate. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
Just like 2 years ago when he filibustered for 13 hours against drone strikes that target Americans, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul held the floor for hours, railing against extending the bulk collection of phone records that's part of the Patriot Act.
I don't think we're any safer looking every American's records.
Paul called the program a huge invasion of privacy.
Did you see Letterman last night?
It's The Late Show with David Letterman.
Four presidents appeared on tape to wish him well in retirement, along with a whole bunch of stars. President Obama joked that our long national nightmare is over. And then Letterman said goodbye.
For the last time on a television program, thank you and good night.
He did not shed a tear all night, they tell us. He's been on late-night TV for 33 years. This is AP Radio News. More people are renting these days, and the rent's pretty high in some cities. But the people there say it's worth it. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
A survey of 18,000 renters found people living in New York, San Francisco, and Washington say they're more satisfied living in those cities than do renters in far more affordable areas, such as Milwaukee, Albuquerque, or Detroit. Tenants in the most expensive cities expressed more confidence in the local economy, felt safer from crime, and enjoyed the parks, recreation, and nightlife. The survey by the rental company Apartment List says monthly rent for a two-bedroom in San Francisco averages $4,250, but renter satisfaction there is rated A+. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A Florida man who piloted a gyrocopter through Washington's most restricted airspace before landing on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol goes back to court this morning. Douglas Hughes has been indicted on 6 charges. He'll be in federal court in Washington. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.